KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's cloudy and 44 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers this afternoon, a high of 53. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Sheriff's officials in Guthrie County say a 2-year-old girl died Wednesday evening after being run over by a truck. Authorities report a little after 6 p.m. Wednesday, deputies were called to the Guthrie County Hospital after the child had been brought in by her father. At the hospital, deputies met with the man who told authorities his family had returned home from fishing and believed his wife and kids were inside the home. When he went to a barn west of the house to check on some livestock and after he was leaving the home, authorities say he did not see behind his truck. He got into the vehicle, backed up, and saw his daughter laying in the front of the truck. The man quickly transported the little girl to the Guthrie County Hospital where she died from her injuries. Authorities say they do not believe there was foul play and referred to the events as an accident. No names have been officially released. Cass County Health System, or CCHS, officials said late Thursday afternoon that preparations for possible COVID-19 cases continue here in the county on a daily basis. CCHS CEO Brett Altman said, while we have not had any COVID-19 cases identified in Cass County, we are working diligently to prepare for likely cases any day now. As of 5 p.m. Thursday, CCHS reported that there have been 29 people tested with 20 negative results. 9 results were still pending. CCHS Public Relations Coordinator Ann McCurdy said, we've learned from other rural counties that when they get their first case, people begin to speculate and social media blows up. We ask people to abstain from such speculation and rumors. We're doing our best, she said, to keep the community informed with good, reliable information as soon as it is available. Sharing misinformation or unfounded comments, whether in person or on social media, further confuses the community and only adds to people's fears and anxieties. CCHS employees are all trained, she said, and held accountable to the HIPAA, which strictly protects patient privacy. McCurdy says just because someone works at CCHS doesn't mean they know anything more than the public, and even if they did, they couldn't tell you. While we can't control and don't respond to rumors, we are saying this now before we have a case in an attempt to mitigate rumors, questions, and speculations if and when we get our first case. If there is a positive test result, McCurdy said, that announcement will be made in conjunction with Cass County Public Health and the Iowa Department of Public Health. Like we've seen across the state, those announcements will not include information about the patient in order to protect their privacy. A case of the novel coronavirus, or COVID-19, has been confirmed in Montgomery County, according to the Iowa Department of Public Health. The individual is between the ages of 41 and 60 and has recently traveled outside of the U.S. and is currently isolating at home. Although the virus is spreading throughout the state, residents should not assume the risk is any less because this is a travel-related case. Montgomery County Public Health Administrator Samantha Beeson said, while this is Montgomery County's first case of COVID-19, it may not be the last. And that's why we encourage all residents to adhere to the guidelines and restrictions provided by the IDPH and CDC. And those actions include washing your hands frequently with soap and water for at least 20 seconds each time, covering your coughs and sneezes with a tissue or your elbow, upper arm area, and staying home when ill. Beeson said, as we see positive cases turn up, Montgomery County Public Health will continue to follow Iowa privacy laws while being as transparent as possible to the public. And because there is a community spread of COVID-19, detailed tracing is no longer necessary. As we know, the virus is circulating in the community and the risk of virus spread is the same for all community members, not just those in close contact with the person who tested positive. Beeson added, Montgomery County Public Health general practice will be to not disclose specific towns or cities where residents with confirmed positive tests reside. However, we will share as much information as we are legally able to. And officials of the Pottawatomie County Public Health Department on Thursday confirmed a third presumptive case of COVID-19. The results are from a female resident of Council Bluffs, ages 41 to 60, who has no pre-existing medical conditions and has had recent travel on a cruise ship. The individual is currently self-isolating at home. Officials say the woman returned from a cruise March 16th and chose to immediately self-quarantine herself, or at home, that is. Health officials say there is therefore no risk to the public. The second presumptive case, as previously mentioned, was a man 41 to 60 years of age who is currently in stable condition at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones has issued a proclamation suspending permitted door-to-door sales activity in the city. City Administrator John Lund says a specific company involved in recent door-to-door sales has been contacted, and they have agreed to suspend those types of sales until further notice. Lund said, we're taking the governor's orders seriously, and the Atlantic Police Department should be notified if solicitors are in your neighborhood, as they are not operating with the permission of the city. The city will allow door-to-door sales to resume when the governor allows bars and restaurants to reopen for traditional business. And the state grant program unveiled this week for many small businesses in Iowa is not available to Iowans who work alone. As the only employee in their business, Iowa Workforce Development Authority Director Beth Townsend said new federal benefits will be available.
So the stimulus bill would provide unemployment benefits to the sole proprietors, to the self-employed, to those who are independent contractors, to our nonprofits who do not normally qualify.
In addition to regular unemployment benefits, those workers will also qualify for the extra $600 a week that are to be provided temporarily to unemployed Americans. Governor Reynolds says once the U.S. House passes the stimulus package today, which is expected, and unemployment checks start being delivered, her team will evaluate if there are still gaps in a state initiative that could be addressed.
You know, these are people that are impacted based on decisions that we made at the state level, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can in conjunction with our federal partners to get them back up and going and get our economy cranking again.
Yesterday, state officials announced nearly 41,000 Iowans applied for unemployment benefits last week. The governor calls that unprecedented but not unexpected in the midst of this pandemic.
In these uncertain times, we are taking extraordinary measures to preserve our way of life. And this is not a typical economic downturn. And I believe that once COVID-19 is under control, that Iowa will make a strong comeback.
In our funeral announcements, Donald Walter, age 93, of Council Bluffs, died March the 5th at his home. A memorial service for Donald Walter is currently scheduled for May 22nd at the Presbyterian Church in Walnut. His service was initially planned for April 11th, but due to the virus pandemic, was postponed. Joanne May Hauser, age 87, of Griswold, died Thursday at the Griswold Care Center. An open viewing for Joanne Hauser will be held at the Rican Dune Funeral Home in Griswold this Sunday from 1 until 5 p.m. The family will not be present at any time or any specific time. And due to the CDC guidelines, there could not be more than 10 people in the funeral home at one time. Charlie McAfee, age 83, of Anita, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Private funeral services for Charlie McAfee will be held in the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita, with Hockenberry Funeral Home of Anita in charge of the arrangements. Leonor Gertrude Turner, age 93, of Griswold, died Tuesday at her home. A memorial service for Leonor Turner will be held at a later date. The Rican Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family for Lenore Turner. Dennis Zhang, age 77, of Harlan, died Sunday at home. No services are planned for Dennis Zhang at this time. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.